When it comes to your finances, go for the credit card that's always there for you. With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, that means no more waiting for, quote, normal business hours just to get a hold of someone. Real service from real people whenever you need it. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard. With Capella University's FlexPath learning format, you can earn your degree online at your own pace and get support from people who care about your success. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu. Hey guys, today is Free Ride Friday, so make sure you hang on to the end of the episode so you can see who won this week's free ride. Every Friday, we give away a lifetime membership to the $100 MBA training and community. That's over 180 video lessons, interviews with experts, a whole lot more. And it's our way to say thank you for leaving us iTunes ratings and reviews. We appreciate all the great feedback. So if you want to win a free ride and enter our weekly random draw, all you got to do is leave us an iTunes rating and review. If you're on your iPhone, just click on the cover art and click on the link that says give us a rating and review. Click on the link and the rest is a piece of cake. If you're on your computer, just go to 100mba.net/show. All right, guys, let's jump into today's episode. Hey-o! Welcome to the $100 MBA Show, the business podcast that cuts out the baloney and just gives you the business lessons you need every single day with our daily 10-minute business lessons for the real world. I'm your host, your coach, your teacher, Omar Zenholm. I'm also the co-founder of the $100 MBA, a complete business training and community online. And in today's episode, you will learn, when is rebranding your business a good idea? We often take time to build our business. Often it may take a year or even more. And as we're building the business actually changes. And maybe the branding, the colors, the logo, the whole look and feel of the business doesn't really resonate with what we're doing. This can happen after your launch, a couple years down the line. Is it worth it for you to rebrand? Does it cause confusion? Is it a good idea? And if so, when should you do it? That's what we get into in today's lesson. So let's get down to business. $100 MBA Show is sponsored by HostGator. If you're just getting started with your business website, you need an all-in-one solution that's going to take care of everything, your domain name, your security, and will grow with you. Get started with HostGator and save 30% off with their massive discount for $100 MBA listeners. Just go to HostGator.com/MBA30. Again, that's HostGator.com/MBA30. So when is it a good time to rebrand your business? We're going to get into that, but before that, what exactly is a brand? I want to quickly define this so there's no confusion. And the best way to describe it is your brand is more than just colors or logos or the vibe of your website. It's really a statement, and you really should be able to say what your brand is in one or two sentences. So for example, with our webinar software, Webinar Ninja, our brand is Webinar Ninja is the most powerful and complete webinar solution. For the $100 MBA Show, it's daily 10-minute business lessons for the real world. So you can already tell what this business is all about and the vibe that we actually have. Webinar Ninja, it's a little bit more confident. It's a little bit more in your face. It also describes the solution that we offer. With $100 MBA, it's more of a differentiator branding, meaning that we differentiate ourselves by saying, hey, we're daily, we're 10 minutes, and we give you practical lessons for the real world. Now, as you're developing your business, and as you're growing, as you're iterating, what you actually do and what you offer and your brand may shift, it may change. It does. It happened to us with Webinar Ninja. We changed our direction a couple of times because we have to stay competitive, and at the same time, we realize this is what the customers really need and want through trial and error. So, number one, when is a good time to rebrand your business? When you're making a shift in your business, when you're actually going to be offering something a bit different. Rebranding is a good way to refocus people. Often, if you make a change in your business where you say, hey, our business is this, and then you say, no, now our business does this. It's a little bit different, and I don't want people to get confused what we used to be versus what we are now. You could use rebranding to make sure people know that you are new now. And that could be something as simple as simplifying your design, changing the logo, and of course, changing the copy on your website. But the point here is that you're utilizing, you're taking advantage of the fact that you've made a change in your business, and it's kind of like putting a sign outside your storefront or your virtual storefront saying, under new management or under new direction. And rebranding allows people to have a mental shift where they say, oh, this looks different. Is something new here? Yes, something is new. Let me tell you about it. So in my book, that is the number one reason or the number one opportunity to rebrand your business. When you want people's attention to be shifted, you want them to realize, hey, something is new here. And the first thing people realize is your branding, your logos, your colors, the theme of your website, all that stuff. All right, here's the second reason why you may want to rebrand your business. Feedback. You might get feedback from your customers, and you should be getting feedback in the beginning or the earlier stages of your business, where customers are saying, hey, I was confused about what your business is all about from your brand. Let me give you an example. Let's say, for example, you have a website that's all about how to stop procrastination, and you have products, you have services that help you out with that. And your logo had a big stop sign on it, and your font or your text was in black and yellow. You might get some audience members reaching out to you and say, hey, I was a bit confused about your website or about your brand. I didn't know what you were offering. At first glance, I thought you were a driving school. I know this is a funny example, but this happens. Sometimes we don't see the forest from the trees. We're so into our business, we don't really see the perception of an outsider. We've seen our website and our brand over and over and over. We're not new to it. So you need somebody with fresh eyes, with new eyes to give you feedback. And sometimes people will give you great feedback. They're like, hey, I really didn't know what was going on here. I really didn't know what your business was about. My first impression was this. And the people that are actually talking to you, they actually took the time to find out what you were actually about. And that's why they're emailing you. But there's a lot of visitors that probably looked at your business and just left because they didn't really get it quickly. So you should rebrand if you're getting feedback of that nature, where people are confused about what you're all about, where you're not clear, where your branding, your colors, your aesthetics don't really match what you're doing and doesn't resonate with your audience. So keep your eyes open. Ask for feedback when you're first getting started about your branding, about your logos, about the way you present yourself online, or even if you have a physical store, so you can know if you need to tweak your branding. Remember, keep it simple. Branding is supposed to communicate with people. And if it's not easily communicating with your audience, you have a problem. All right, here's a third reason why you may want to rebrand. And it might be a reason you forgot about. And it's simply, you don't like it anymore. You don't like the brand you've built anymore. You don't like the way it looks or feels. Your taste has grown, it has changed, and you're just not proud of it. Believe it or not, that's enough reason to rebrand. Now, you shouldn't be rebranding every 2 months. Yes, our tastes change, but if you're changing your brand every 2 months, you're going to confuse a lot of people, and you're going to be losing a lot of business. But after a year or so, and you look at your brand, and you say, hey, I don't really like it. I'm not really proud of it. I outgrew this aesthetic, or I really need to change things up. That's okay. You can do that. And you know what? A rebranding, a redesign is a great excuse to do a sale, to do a launch, to get some attention, and to attract new customers. So don't be afraid to reevaluate every 18 months or so and say, hey, am I comfortable with this branding? Do I like it? Guys, I got more on today's topic, but before that, I got to give a love to today's sponsor, HostGator. Guys, when you're starting a business, you need to delegate certain tasks to certain people that are the experts. And when it comes to the tech, when it comes to your website, you want to go to the experts, and that's HostGator. When you sign up with HostGator, they're not only giving you the tools to create a great-looking website for your business, but they're also your personal tech team. You can contact them 24/7 via phone, chat, or email any time of day, any day of the week, any day of the year. And they'll help you with security. They'll help you with getting an SSL certificate or getting a new domain name. They'll walk you through creating the website you want step by step. And best of all, HostGator is hooking us up with a 30% discount for all listeners of the $100 MBA show. Just go to HostGator.com/MBA30 and save big. That's HostGator.com/MBA30. Guys, to wrap up today's lesson, I mentioned three reasons or times you may want to rebrand your business. But I want to mention that when you are rebranding your business, it shouldn't take you just as much time as when you did it the first time. You're tweaking here. You're not changing the whole thing completely. You're making adjustments. So I don't want you to spend too much time when you have to rebrand. Dedicate a couple days to it, but that's it. You got to move on. Make sure it communicates clearly and focus on the value, the products, the service that you offer your customers. The best brands are the ones that are the most simple. I mean, look at Coca-Cola. It's just a font. Look at Apple. It's an apple. Look at Nike. It's a little swoosh mark. It's not really that complicated. They keep it simple because they want to be memorable, but they also want to be able to last the test of time. Keep that in mind when you're thinking about your brand. All right, guys, that wraps up today's lesson, but today's episode's not over because I got to give away a free ride, a free lifetime membership to the $100 MBA training and community because today is Free Ride Friday. So let's see who won this week's free ride. And the winner is Seaface Nebraska. Seaface says, made it a part of my daily ritual. 5 stars. Omar and his team are organized and professionals that have me thinking a lot about business. Omar starts every podcast with great energy, and his team puts it together in information that's easy to understand. The info is in great chunks, and it doesn't waste your time. 15 minutes is exactly the right amount of time. Thank you for that awesome review, Seaface. And your mission is to email us at support@businessrepublic.net so we can hook you up with a free lifetime membership to the $100 MBA training and community. Guys, every week we do this. Just leave us an iTunes rating and review, and you can win a lifetime membership of over 180 video lessons, interviews with experts, workbooks, a whole lot more. We got a great community in there as well. It's our way to say thank you. Thank you so much for being so awesome. Guys, that's the end of today's episode, but before I go, I want to leave you with this. I just want to take a minute to thank you. Yes, you who's listening right now. Nicole and I and the whole team are so grateful that you make us a part of your day and your life and your business. We hope that we are impacting you in a positive way because you have impacted us in such a positive way by being a listener. Thank you so much for subscribing and leaving us reviews and just being a part of our family here on the $100 MBA Show. I'm sincerely grateful that we have an audience with members like you. You're absolutely awesome. Thank you so much. All right, guys, I'll check you in tomorrow's episode. I'll see you then. Take care.
Is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.